Well, good morning and praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we are thankful for the week of Thanksgiving that we had, and we're thankful that we get to come back together today and just worship the Lord. Amen. Because He's so good to us, and we just want to continue in this season and this time of being thankful and just thanking God for His goodness and remembering that we're coming into the season where we celebrate one of the greatest days ever, and that was that He was born to set us free. Amen. And so this morning we're just going to worship God and be thankful, and God bless you all for being here.
You guys ready to worship this morning?
And there is no shadow that has ever overcome your light. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, oh, we've already won. There is no weapon that has ever left a mark on you, and there is no army with the power to conquer truth. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already.
And all of my fear I will turn into praise.
past disappointment. Come on, stay there. And all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out and fit. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Cause all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out and fit. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair. Despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out and bend. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Cause all of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out and bend. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Cause all
Spirit come move over us, come rest on us. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room,
Holy Spirit, thank you. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Bring yourself in this place, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you. You are worthy in every way. Lord God, hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Thank you. I've tried so hard to see it. It took me so long to believe it. You choose someone like me to carry your victory. Perfection could never earn it. You give what we don't deserve it. You take the
Great is your faith.
just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. And I just want to speak. Starts to pray. Living there is hope, and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break it.
Jesus, walk.
Jesus, shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the dark, so every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Some of you guys been praying, you've been waiting, and the only thing you ain't said is Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street.
That's what fixes it.
Jesus in the dark, so every enemy.
It ain't what we get up here and do on Sunday.
Jesus for my family, speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the dark, so every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name.
Keep going. Think about these lyrics. It says, from the mountains to the high spot, in the streets in the low spot, in the darkness when everything looks bad. You've been asking, come on, somebody hear me? Sorry, I got ears in. Can somebody hear me? You've been waiting. That's the only thing you ain't done. You ain't just say step back, say, Jesus, just do something. Oh, God, what do you want me to do? You're going to mess it up anyways. Why do you want to get involved? Mountains. Streets. When I look at that, I don't necessarily see just a confession side of it. I see those high parts, those low parts, everything in between. I want to do it one more time. We're going to sing this, and I want you guys to really just meditate on that. I want you to just really grab it. Day's getting closer. This is not a time to be playing around. It's not a time to be questioning about what you believe. It's not a time to be thinking, God, what about this? What about that? He ain't worried about any of that. He's worried about you. He's more concerned about your character and your integrity. He ain't worried about your calling. You'll ruin it if you don't get the rest of it straightened out.
Speak the holy name, Jesus.
right now, we pray over every family in here, for their family, Lord God, and we just believe with them, and we put our faith with them, because Lord, I know people are believing for their families, and Lord, we put our faith with them, and we thank you that they are coming into your kingdom, Lord God. They are accepting Jesus. It's not about anything else, it's about Jesus. Lord, they forget, let them forget religion and the things that they've seen. Father God, let it just be about Jesus. There's only one way to you, and that's through your son, Jesus. And so we pray it over every single family member. Lord, let every kind of hurt that the church may have done to somebody be taken off of them in Jesus. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While we're in this atmosphere, if there's anybody who just needs us to pray in the name of Jesus in agreement with them over anything, I'm going to ask you to just come forward right now. While we're in this presence, and we'll agree with you in prayer over whatever your need may be this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, we thank you.
Yes, we thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just put this before you right now. And we just speak the name of Jesus, Lord. We speak the name of Jesus right now over these needs, Father, that her body would be healed, Father. And Lord, that you. Lord, we just thank you that there's so much power in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we just speak that name into every situation and into everything we got going, Father God, because you are bringing us through and you're bringing deliverance, God, And we thank you for your goodness, and we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Sue before you, Father God, and we put these symptoms before you, Father God, and we speak the name of Jesus, Father God. We loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into Sue, and God, we just declare it right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you make her whole, Father God, and that she's healed even right now, Father God. You're doing this work, and we just thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You are a good God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, he's a good God. I'll get these out of your way. Hallelujah. Sorry.
Amen.
Just feeling.
Yeah. Presence of the Lord is just in the house today.
So strong I could fall over. Mm-hmm. Like literally, I'm just holding myself up.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Don't you know what to do? No, not till God tells us what to do.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
He really must be seriously like pulling on him right now. Like your focus is him. Yes, Judas. Amen. Praise him, Judas. Judas. Look at him.
Praise him, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I just feel
Do you want her to give the word?
I was supposed to say this earlier. You know, when we was talking about speaking the name of Jesus, God has been showing me little by little of giving my testimony, and that's been really hard for me because I've went through a lot of hard stuff. And I was married once before, and it was supposed to be a Christian home. But we really did not speak the name of Jesus. We just acted. Therefore, our marriage fell apart. I couldn't take it. And in between the time that I turned my eyes off of God, I got in another relationship. And it was fine for a while. There's always seasons. Satan always makes you think that things look greener and better. Because that's the way he deceives. And after about 5 years, I started little by little going back to church and getting my life right. And guess what? Those good seasons stopped. The worldly seasons. Today, I've been married for 27 years. Only because I brought Jesus into our home. It may be only one-sided as it stands right now, but still, that's how powerful Jesus is. When you can look back and supposedly having a Christian home and a Christian environment, and it fell apart, but God, speaking the name of Jesus, has kept this marriage together for 23 years. That's how big and that's how much powerful that speaking the name of Jesus is. Has it been easy? No. Has there been all bad times? No. And I know that through all of this, by me speaking the name of Jesus, eventually I'm believing, because I've been planting seeds, that he will be saved. But that's not going to stop me mentioning the name of Jesus. And I just felt like God wanted me to share this, that no matter what your circumstances look like or how you even got in there, speak the name of Jesus. That's all you need, is speak the name of Jesus. He's the foundation that holds everything together. Whether it's two Christians together or a Christian and a non-Christian together, he's the foundation. At least one of you are keeping that foundation strong by speaking the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, let's get through these. Sunday, November 27th, which is today, right? Yes. There's a children's church meeting right after service in that room over there. I was going to be good and remember the name of it. District 12.
You did it.
I did it. No, the Holy Spirit did it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. December 18th will be our children's church program. And then Sunday, December 25th, will be pajamas for the kids. This Saturday is going to be the women's Christmas party. Woo-hoo! Come ready just to have fun and fellowship with one another. Amen. Bring a dish with you, a present with you. Don't let that stop you. Come anyway if you can't. And we're just going to have fun. That's going to start at noon. Amen.
Amen.
And we have Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And then we're going to have our Christmas Day service at 10, just as long.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we better let those children get out of here and get going to children's church. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then we're going to take just a few minutes to think about just being thankful and thanksgiving in the goodness that God has given us and how he takes care of us and what he does to bless us. And we're just going to come and we give our tithes and offerings and just be thankful in our hearts that we get this opportunity, because God is always on our side. Amen. And God is always looking out for us, and God is always providing for us. Even when we can't see it, God is on the move on our behalf. And I'm telling you that the Lord is moving for you even right now as we speak. He's moving on your behalf. So this morning, we're just going to give our offerings and our tithes, and we're just going to be thankful and just give God the glory as we get this opportunity. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise this morning, Father. We just exalt you and lift you up, God, and we just give you praise this morning as we get the opportunity to give our tithes and our offerings, Father. And we're so thankful that you rebuke the devourer on our behalf, God, and that you increase what we have, Father God, and you protect what we have. You protect our seed, and you protect everything that we do, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And as you're bringing that up, I just want to make an announcement that we are changing the giving site for online giving from PushPay. That will go away. So if you can migrate off of that, that'll be done on the 15th. That's our plan. And then church app, if you go to church app and load that down, then that will be our new giving platform for online giving, if that's how you give. Okay.
If you have questions, just see her about it and she'll help you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, before I get started this morning, I think we're just going to open it up for just a minute and see, is there any testimony that someone wants to give about something good that God has done for them? Any testimony that someone wants to give about the goodness of God or what God has done for them, and any miracle that the Lord has done for you recently that you want to give praise to the Lord about? Honey?
Judah, why are you taking him? He wants to tell the goodness of God. He's got testimony. What are you doing?
On Thanksgiving Day, I was driving because I forgot some stuff. And I just started thinking about the whole year, everything that I had went through. And God literally had got me through everything that looked so hopeless. And just being able to wake up and knowing that my son was alive, yes, he's in rehab, but knowing that he's alive and he's breathing, it is a truly miracle from my God. And I would not have a son today if it was not for God protecting him.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else that wants to give a testimony of the goodness of God? Hallelujah.
I do. We were driving home from church Thursday night. No, we came to town on Tuesday for the turkeys. And when we were driving home, it was really dark. And I was just looking at my phone as we were driving. And I don't even know what road we were on. I'm telling you, all of a sudden, Phil starts to slam on the brakes. And I look up, and there is a deer from, like it seemed like, from us to Angel. And somehow, Phil's quick reflexes aren't this quick. He got around that deer and didn't hit that deer when he should have. Like, literally, I looked up and the deer was at our front of our car. And somehow, he got around that deer.
Yeah.
And we didn't hit the deer. But we also have a
covenant. He was running and he stopped right in the middle of our, right in the middle of the roadway. He just stopped right there.
And we have a covenant with God. You have a covenant with God.
Yep, amen.
Tell him what your covenant is and so what that is.
I have a covenant with God that every time a deer comes into a dangerous situation, that there's 10,000 extra souls that get saved and go to heaven. And so every time we have a situation where something like that happens, I just believe, God, that there's 10,000 extra souls that are going to heaven because of it. Amen? And so we just were thankful that God was so gracious towards us. And he has done that time and time again, been gracious towards us when situations have happened. One time I hit a deer at full speed, and it didn't even put any marks on my vehicle. If you can believe, I know, thank goodness I would have been, I don't know if I'd be here today with you if it had. But yes, I actually hit a deer at a pretty good high rate of speed, and somehow, miraculously, I pulled over, thought for sure that the car was going to be ruined, and when the police came, I even called the police and didn't even get out yet to check the damage. And when the police come, they were like, could only tell that, they thought I was drinking or something, because the only evidence that I had hit a deer was there was just a little hair around the light socket of the vehicle. So, yep, you never know. The goodness of God is always wonderful and always good. Amen? And as we think about the goodness of God, I want to preach to you about entering into his rest. Amen? And so we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 4, and it says, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." And so this lets us know that the works of God are already finished and that we are receiving his blessing by entering into him. "For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on his wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works." Remember that the Lord spoke what his word was and spoke what should be. And then on the seventh day, he rested and he let his word go forth and do what it was supposed to do on this earth. Amen. And so we need to remember these things for our own faith, because there are times where if we're not careful, we will let our emotions and our feelings get in the way of letting God do his work. Amen. And there's a rest that we can enter into where we have the peace of God and we have a confidence in God, and we don't let circumstances and situations deter us or bring us into a place where we doubt him. Amen. And in this place, again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time as it is said, today, if ye shall hear his voice and harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath caused ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And I want you to know that there's a rest that we have yet to, as Christians, enter into. And as we get into these times which we're facing today, it's more important than ever that we would have the rest of God on our life. Amen? And so the rest that we want to enter into is being at peace, at a place where no matter what's going on around us, we have a peace and an assurance that the goodness of God is working on our behalf. And we want to make sure that we're in this restful state, because if not, we'll let our mind and our emotions work against us. Amen? And we can be right in the middle of a prayer battle where we've prayed and asked God to come, and before you know it, if we're not careful, we'll let our mind and our emotions take over right in the middle of that situation. And then when we don't see the outcome that we were believing for, we'll start to question God. Satan will try to get us to question our Lord and our Savior, and he'll try to get us to question God and if he was faithful, but he has been faithful to us. Amen? And God is always going to be faithful to us, and he's always going to be working on our behalf. We got to remember that the promises of God are yea and amen. Amen? When we talk about entering into his rest, we have to come to the point where winds and adversities of life do not cause us to think that God is not with us or that he can't help us where we're at. Amen? I'm going to read in here in Mark 4, 30, 35 through 40. It says, in the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Jesus saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with them other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the winds and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want you to see something here that we've got to remember, that once we use our faith, let our faith be what we go by. Amen? Because here we see that the disciples had a word from Jesus that they were going to go to the other side. And once that word was spoken, no matter what, they were going to go to the other side. And here he is on the boat with them, crossing over. And just because the storm rose up, they shattered their faith and made them all stop in what they were believing God for. And here he had to rise up and say unto them, "O ye of little faith, what are you doing? Where's your faith?" Because they were thinking that just because a storm came, it was going to stop them from getting where God wanted them to go. And sometimes the storms of life will rise up and fight against you. And the storms of life will come at you and try to stop you and will come right down your pathway while you're believing God. But you got to make sure that you keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen? In other words, that you rest in Him. If you're going to walk in the kind of rest that God wants you to have, that means that once He speaks something, you believe it. And once you believe it, you set your faith for it. And when you have your faith set for it, you allow God to bring it to pass. Amen? And that just because circumstances and situations come up and they speak differently than what your faith is, you hold fast to your profession of faith. Amen? It's just like this. If you've ever received a healing, after the doctor has diagnosed you with something and you had to receive that healing, you know there was times throughout that process that it didn't feel like you were healed. There's times throughout that process that you were thinking maybe what the doctor had said was true and maybe what the doctor had said was going to come to pass. But when you hold on to your profession of faith and you walk through it, the promise comes your way. Amen? And we've got to make sure that we allow God to let all the promises, just like we do when we're believing Him for healing, we got to make sure that we let His other promises rest on our heart and rest in our spirit and let us rest in Him. Amen? Because there's a rest that we can enter into on this earth while we're here. We don't have to be in fear. We don't have to be in anxiety. We don't have to suffer the same thing the world does because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord has us. Amen? And we should be believing God that He's with us and that He's going to take care of us. And no matter what goes on, that God has our hand, okay? And when we think that way and when we know that God is with us in that manner, then we can get through any situation that comes our way. Amen? You know, in Psalms 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Well, do we really believe that? Because sometimes when situations come up in life, we'll take over again and stop trusting God just because we get a bill or we get something that we see that looks bigger than who we are. And all before you know it, we'll start worrying and stressing about how we're going to take care of these situations when the Lord has already said, "Cast your care upon me because I care for you." Amen? And it doesn't say cast some. It says casting all of your care upon me. All of your care upon me. That means that the Lord cares about every aspect of your life. Amen? He cares about your soul, but He cares about your spirit and your body. He cares about your natural needs and your spiritual needs and your soulful needs. God cares about every aspect of your life and who you are as His child, and He's going to be a part of every part of your life. Amen? So God has an expectation of joining in every aspect of your life and being a part of it. Amen? Just like when these guys were in the ship and here they are worried and they're stressing and Jesus is sleeping and they come up to Him and said, "Master, careth not that we perish." Well, what about Him? He's in the boat with you. Amen? He sees and goes through everything you're going through. Sometimes when we have battles in life, even though we love the Lord, we act as though we're on our own. And we act as though He doesn't know where we're at or He's not with us. But the Lord is right there with you. The Lord is in your boat. Say that with me. Jesus is in my boat.
Jesus is in my boat.
Amen. So He cares about you and He's with you at every aspect of your life, folks. So He's not going to leave you in the middle of a storm or leave you in the middle of a negative situation. He's not going to leave you on your own. And And that's why we want to make sure that we are working, we're working with God on every aspect of our life, and that we're putting every aspect of our life before Him and letting Him have His way in our life. Amen? Because He's the one who can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Amen? You know, sometimes we start believing God for something, and if we're not careful, our senses automatically become our enemies. Amen? If we're not careful, we'll be believing God for something, and immediately our senses will become our enemies. Amen? Because we can see this and we can sense this, and before you know it, we're all worked up on the things we can see and the things we can feel, instead of remembering that we're in this thing by faith. Amen? Amen? And when you're in something by faith, you don't go by what you feel. Amen? You go by what you believe. Amen? And what's in your heart. And God will confirm that to you. Amen? If you get quiet, God will give you peace about what you're believing Him for. Amen? And that's the kind of rest that you want to have. You want to have a rest that doesn't see just what's out about around you. You want to make sure that you're resting in Him and believing what God has to say on a certain subject. Amen? And you want to make sure that you are believing God. I want to remind you that God has never been unfaithful. Amen? God has never been unfaithful, but if we're not careful, we'll let the devil begin to speak to us when something doesn't work out exactly perfectly our way. Well, we forgot that we let our faith go and we quit using our faith. We haven't been in faith on a certain subject because it didn't happen the way that we wanted it to happen, and it didn't go the way that we thought it should go. And before you know it, we were a week in, a day in, 2 months, 2 weeks in, and we had already let our faith go. And when we don't, when it doesn't work out and we don't see the result that we thought we were going to see, immediately the enemy tries to get us to blame God. Well, God is unchangeable and He didn't let you down. We're the ones that chose to walk away from our faith. Amen? We're the ones that chose to not let God have His way in the middle of our situation. Amen? It reminds me of Moses when he was leading the people out of the wilderness in Numbers 13 and 14. When they got to the point where they went in to see the city that God wanted them to have, and they saw that the land did flow with milk and honey, and it was all kinds of good stuff, but they put their eyes, instead of putting their eyes on the Lord, they put their eyes on the circumstances that they saw in the city. Amen? Remember, they started saying that the people were like giants and the people were so big and all of this kind of stuff. And only Caleb and Joshua are the only ones that said, no, 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 let's come on, let's go. We can do it. This city's not too big for us. We can go and we can. God has given it to us. They're going to be bread for us. And only those two end up going in. It says that all the other people died in the wilderness, not seeing the promise. And it's all because instead of resting in God and trusting in God, even though He had brought them out of Egypt and they saw Him do all this stuff for Him before. They saw Him do all this stuff. They saw Him part the Red Sea. They saw Him do all these miracles for us. And one thing I want to caution us about as Christians is, if God has brought you this far, don't doubt that He'll take you the rest of the way. You know, if we're not careful as Christians, we can see God do all these wonderful works for us, but we can come up on a situation and all of a sudden, just because it doesn't go as easy as we thought, or because it takes longer than we thought, or because it was more difficult than we thought, sometimes our faith starts to waver. We need to remember all the victories He's already given us. Amen? And we need to know that that's going to be a victory that God will give us. Amen? And we want to make sure that we don't waver and we don't back up and we don't allow ourselves to get away from God and get away from our belief that He's going to help us in these situations. You know, it's so interesting because at one point, God was telling these people everything that He was going to bring them out into, and they said that in their own eyes, they were grasshoppers. Yeah. Don't ever think of yourself as a grasshopper. My goodness, you're a child of the living God. Amen. You're God's best. He loves you. He believes in you. He created you. And you are who he made you. And therefore, you're not ever going to be a grasshopper that's just there trying to get along and just belittle yourself. Don't ever do that to yourself, because God wants you to be confident in who you are. Amen? Remember, he says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you can receive mercy in your time of need. Rest in him. Trust in him. Really lean back into God and just be confident in who he is. Amen? Be confident that he's your God and that he loves you and that he's helping you and that he's bringing you into where he wants you to be. Amen? Trust in him. And so we see that these people thought that they were grasshoppers in their own eyes. And eventually, we have to be so careful here, because when we rest in God, our word should line up with our rest. Amen? Our word should not be negative. Our word should be positive. Amen? Because if we read back and go to Numbers chapter 14, 28, guess what happens? The Lord came up to Moses and to Aaron and he said, listen, as these people have spoken in my ears, so it's going to be unto them. And guess what? It wasn't the will of God for them. They received something that was not the will of God, because they just kept murmuring and complaining and kept confessing something different than what God was saying for them. Amen? And here they received something that was not the will of God, when the will of God was for them to go in and possess the promised land. Amen? And he had made a way for it. But when they wouldn't receive him and enter into his rest and enter into his trust, they limited what they could receive from God. Amen? And they limited what he could do in their life. Amen? Let's not be a people that limit what God can do for us. Amen? The more we rest in him, the more we trust in him, the more he's able to do in our life. Amen? The more we put him at the head of our life, the more he's able to do for us. Amen? I want to read some scriptures to you here that just confirm this type of stuff to us. First, we're going to look right here in the book of Matthew, chapter 11. Verse 28, it says, come unto me, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If we're not careful, sometimes the devil will try to make us think that it's a burden to serve the Lord. Amen? And really, he's the one who's putting the pressure on you. He's the one that's oppressing you. He's the one that's hurting you. He's the one that's causing your life to be difficult. But he's going to try to make you think that it's God that's doing that, when really, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen? And let's go unto him, because we will find rest in the Lord. Amen? It says right here in Psalms 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. You know, let's make sure our soul is waiting upon God. You know, the Bible says that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen? They shall mount up as wings as eagles. Amen? And they shall be strong. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Because they're resting in God, they'll let him be their strength. Amen? So let's wait upon the Lord. For him cometh our salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Amen? I'm going to stand firm on my foundation of Jesus Christ. And as I do, I'm going to rest in him. Amen? And as I rest in him, he's going to bring me into great places and bring me into great goodness. And I'm just going to walk in the ways that God has for me. Amen? Says in Psalms 91, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. God will deliver you out of everything. Amen. And He will help you in every aspect of your life. Amen. And God's desire is to help us in every aspect of our life and give us peace. Amen. And give us strength. You know, it's amazing because God kept His word to Caleb and Joshua. You know, they're the only two out of all those people that said, no, Lord, you can do it. And we're willing to go into the promised land. And so what's so amazing is that even though all those other people spoke against Him, God was still faithful to those who kept their word in Him. Amen. And what that speaks to us is that God will be faithful to us. Amen. God will be faithful to us, and He will not leave us shaken, and He will not leave us without, and He will not leave us with nothing. He will always be there to bring us through and to give us everything that He's promised us. Amen. And so we want to make sure that today we enter into God's rest. Amen. We want to make sure that today's a day that we really give God our best. Amen. You know, there's times when Christians, we haven't been committed all the way. You know, there's seasons that we go through in our life where we struggle with our commitment to the Lord sometimes. And thank God that God's grace and mercy weathers the storm of that season. Amen. But when we can, we ought to rise up and return to God so strong that we would not ever let anything come between us and the Lord. Amen. 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 That's the kind of rest God wants you to have in Him, to where you just trust Him with the fullness of your life. Amen. And when something happens, you ought to already know that God has a plan and a way of escape for you. Amen. Even when something negative comes your way, the first thought you ought to have is that, well, God sees this. He knows about it. So therefore, He's going to help me out of it. Amen. And this is the kind of rest we want to have in the Lord. Amen. If we'll enter into this kind of rest, guess what? We'll have peace and we'll have assurance. Amen. And that's what God wants you to have. He wants you to have peace and assurance in this life that He's with you. Amen. And that He's going to take care of you at every aspect of it. Amen. And so we're just going to have peace and assurance that God is with us and that God is going to take care of us and that God is loving us through every situation that we're facing. Amen. Because that is what He does. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just declare Your glory this morning, Father, and we just thank You for Your goodness, God. Father, I thank You that as we rest in You, God, that God, You just give us peace and You give us an assurance, God, that You're with us, God, that You will help us at every aspect of this thing called life, and that God, You are the one who makes a way for us, Father God. Lord, that You make a way for us when there seems to be no way, Father God. And that You'll give us light in the middle of darkness, Father God. And You'll bring us out on the other side of every battle and every situation that we face, God. And that You are always in the boat with us, Father. We're never alone. We're never on our own. We're never by ourselves. We're never left up to where the enemy can take advantage of us without us calling out and reaching out for Your help, Father God. And You'll be right there to help us and to rescue us, God. And Lord, I just thank You for Your goodness and thank You for Your greatness. And just thank You, God, that we can rest in You and be at peace and know for certain that You're on our side. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we have no online prayer requests today. So we thank God for all the people that watch us online. And we thank God for what He does in their life. And I thank God for every person that's here today. And I just appreciate every one of you that comes to fellowship in the Lord. Amen. And that we're thankful for God that we get to be a family of faith. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to thank you for being here today. And I just thank you. And I'll be here to pray for people or to greet people and just say hello to you, whatever makes you feel comfortable. I just want to be available for you, okay? Amen. God bless.